Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The family of Sophie Toscan de Plantier will mark the 29th anniversary of her death with a private ceremony this Christmas as a Garda cold case review into the killing nears completion. We're joined by Ralph Regan, Sutton correspondent with the Irish Independent and author of A Dream of Death, which was about that tragic case. Ralph, I think everybody knows the circumstances surrounding the finding of Sophie Toscan du Plantier's body 29 years ago today. The cold case review, though, bring us up to speed on where we are at with that.
Yeah, Shane, the cold case review was launched just over almost 3 years ago at this point. And it has gone back to, it's a root and branch. It has gone back to the very beginning of the case. Everything has been looked at again. Witness statements, forensics, timelines, some new evidence has been uncovered. The central part of the cold case review is new forensic techniques, in particular a type of minute DNA sampling technique known as MVAC. And that really is going to be central to this cold case review. And the hope is that when the cold case review file is finished, it will be submitted to the Director of Public Prosecutions for a determination on whether the new material and the further detail on old evidence, whether it's sufficient to have warranted a charge.
And that new forensic evidence, or the new technology that allows evidence to be examined, I mean, 29 years on, it can potentially still provide answers?
Yeah, in actual fact, Shane, that particular DNA test has helped solve a number of cold cases worldwide. Essentially, what it does is it allows minute samples of DNA, which up until recent years could not be tested from, say, weapons or clothing or things like that. It allows it to be tested. And of course, we know that DNA has been very much a game changer for police forces worldwide in terms of solving crime. So that's really, I suppose, the central part of it. But the guards have invested enormous effort and man hours in terms of determining things like timelines, trying to ascertain is there further detail from witness statements, going back over things like phone calls, anything to do with that. They've gone back and looked at the scene.
I do want to get to phone calls in a second. Just lastly on that forensic evidence. It seems to be taking a long time. Is it a very slow process to do that test and to send off the test results and get them back? Because this has been talked about for some months now at this point.
Yeah, in actual fact, a lot of details of this came to light over the summer. So technically, it doesn't take very long to do the test, but it's the cross-matching and referencing afterwards. And I suppose, given the sensitivities of this case, everything is being double, triple, quadruple checked all the way along the line.
You mentioned phone calls. There was a report in one of the Sunday papers last night. I think it was the Sunday Times. I think it was Michael Sheridan who had the story about a particular phone call made on the night of the 23rd back in 1996. It didn't identify who the caller was, but it was made to a witness who did talk to Gardaí at the time, but has Gardaí are now looking to re-interview that witness.
Yeah, it forms very much part of the Garda determination to nail down the timeline involved in this. So, of course, up until now, there hasn't been forensic evidence. There's no eyewitnesses. And there's been nothing to actually identify the killer or give Gardaí a very potent piece of evidence. So circumstantial evidence has been hugely important. And there's been a number of phone calls actually that Gardaí have looked at. And there was in particular a phone call that was made to that Sophie talked about before she even travelled to Ireland, and indications that there was a particular individual that she was hoping to meet up with when she was here. There was phone calls that were made both to her house and from her house on the day before her body was discovered. And of course, we know that her body was discovered and at around 10 a.m. on the morning of December the 23rd, 1996. And it appears that an intruder had come to her house the previous evening, possibly the early hours of December the 23rd. Sophie had attempted to flee. She had crossed a field from her isolated holiday home at Tourmore outside Skull. And all the indications are that her clothing snagged on barbed wire, which delayed her enough for her killer to catch up with her and assault her, a horrifically violent attack involving a stone and a concrete block.
I know this is probably an impossible question to answer, Ralph. Do you think that this cold case review could finally give us the answers to this horrific crime?
I think everyone hopes for the family, Shane, that it does, because it really has been. I mean, no family deserves to go through what this family have gone through for 29 years, and it really has been an extraordinary case. There's been so many twists and turns in this case. There's been three separate extradition requests from the French involving the late Ian Bailey, a Manchester-born poet and freelance journalist. There's been defamation actions. There's been wrongful arrest actions. There's been internal Garda ombudsman reviews of the case. There's been so many headlines over the years about aspects of this case that I don't think anyone it will be surprised if it takes another dramatic turn.
Okay, Ralph Regan, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, author of A Dream of Death about this tragic case. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.